Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. The Golf Trip Authority is here bringing the experience of the Buddy Golf Trip to life with the mission to entertain, inform, and inspire you with critical information for planning your next Buddy Golf Trip. I will get the 411 from industry experts with knowledge about the greatest golf resorts, courses, products, and services that make your golf trips truly memorable. Tune in weekly to get the latest golf trip goodness delivered straight to your earbuds. I'm your host, John Morse. Let's tee this up. Inspired by a deep desire to connect people to nature, Johnny Morris, founder of Bass Pro Shops, has set out to create one of the greatest golf experiences in the country. Growing the game of golf while incorporating the beauty of the Ozarks into every shot, Big Cedar Lodge is quickly becoming known as America's next great golf destination, with nature's finest courses designed by some of the top names in golf, like Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Gary Player, Tom Fazio, Bill Kaur, and Ben Crenshaw? Are you kidding me? Golf at Big Cedar will truly be an experience you and your buddies will never forget. Here to talk about golf trip goodness at Big Cedar Lodge is the Assistant Director of Golf Sales and Marketing and our friend, Mr. Matt McQuarrie. We'll talk to Matt right after we thank our sponsors. Traveling to your next golf destination just got a whole lot easier with ShipStix. ShipStix has made getting your golf clubs to and from your golf destination easier than it's ever been, allowing you and your buddies to enjoy a hassle-free travel experience to anywhere in the world. TripCaddy has partnered with ShipStix so you can get on your buddy golf trip and travel hassle-free. ShipStix is the most convenient and affordable door-to-door shipping service for your golf clubs and luggage. To receive 10% off, visit ShipStix.com/TripCaddy. That's ShipStix.com/TripCaddy. Matt, say hello to our golf trip junkies and tell us something about Big Cedar Lodge that most people don't know.
Well, hello everyone out there, and thanks for having me, guys. You know, one of the things that people may not know is that we're owned by Johnny Morris, who's the founder of Bass Pro Shops. And not only are we owned by Johnny Morris, who's a huge conservationist in his own right, but he is pretty heavily involved in the day-to-day decisions that happen around here. And I'll probably see him five nights a week, you know, down the course, checking on things, driving around the course, just looking at the progress that we've made, building. He's just a guy that's excited about what he's done down here and what he's accomplished and what he's offered. And being such a conservationist, his ultimate goal is really just to get people out there involved with nature. And Big Cedar Lodge really started as a lake resort, but over time it's grown with the golf offerings. And John's just excited about offering these golf courses to the public as a way to get them enjoying the great outdoors.
How cool is that? So Johnny comes around, you call him Johnny or John?
You know, I think Johnny is probably the best. He's not too formal when it comes to that stuff. So John or Johnny, he's pretty laid back guy. And as I said, he's been down here before. One of the funny stories is last fall we had a group of probably 16 guys from a country club outside Chicago. They were doing their annual golf trip down here. Played, you know, two rounds a day and went to have dinner one night at the Osage Restaurant, which is kind of our more fine dining option. And before dinner, they were at the bar getting drinks, and they were talking about their rounds. And they happened to be next to Johnny's wife, Jeannie. And she overheard them talking about the golf and how excited they were and how much they enjoyed things. And so she went over and got John and brought him over to meet this group. And he started asking about their trip and how they enjoyed it. And they're going on and on. And all of a sudden, he's, well, I'm Johnny. And I just want to thank you guys for coming and appreciate what you guys think of the place. And kind of as a reward, Payne's Valley was not open, which is the brand new Tiger Woods course we're building. The front half was about finished and ready for play, but the back half was not open and not open for play yet. So he got that group tee times the next morning to be the first people to play the course. And that was just from him being around there, being involved, listening to people enjoy the product and kind of surprise them with this, hey, here's a once-in-a-lifetime chance. You guys are the first one to tee off on this tee box. So it was a really cool thing that group left just kind of with the highest of praise, obviously, of the place and kind of dumbfounded by the opportunity to meet Johnny and kind of be one of the first to play the course.
Wow, that is really cool. So not only is the owner like just really engaged with the community and conservation efforts and really the spirit of driving people back to a beautiful place in nature, but what a gracious guy. I mean, what an opportunity for that group to be the first ones to tee off on Tiger's new track. And I believe we'll talk about this later, but I believe this is Tiger's first track in the U.S.
First public course. So he's got one other, and that's Blue Jack National out of Houston. But that is a private course. This is his first ever public course in the world that you'll be able to book a tee time off the streets at.
Wow. So I'm sure that was a memorable golf trip experience by that crew to be able to be graced by Johnny and that opportunity to play Tiger's course. Very cool. Thanks for sharing that story. That's really neat. As we get into this, I wanted to talk a little bit about, and Matt, obviously we've talked before, I've planned my golf trip with you specifically. You know, one of the things that we kind of went back and forth a little bit on is about the area, and I'm coming out of Chicago, and a lot of groups are just coming from all over. Can you tell us a little bit about the area, you know, how to get there? What's the best way? Because we know you're near Branson, Missouri.
Correct, yeah. We're kind of in the heart of the Ozark Mountains. So if you haven't been there before, the best comparable is probably a smaller version of the Smoky Mountains, kind of that rolling greenside hills, and it's got this kind of more abrupt landscape to it because it's limestone hills. So it's not as large rolling hills. There's some more jagged hillsides and exposed rock around the area that really kind of give it its own unique aspect to it. And when it comes to getting to the area, there's two airport flying options. The one with the most options is going to be Springfield. The Springfield, Missouri airport. It's under an hour away by car once you're on the ground. The other is the Branson airport, which is literally 5 to 10 minutes from the resort. They do seasonal flights through Frontier, but Springfield does daily flights to multiple airports, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Denver, Atlanta, Las Vegas, parts of Florida. So really, even though we're in the middle of the country and kind of seen as, you know, oftentimes a flyover state, it's pretty easy to get here, whether you're flying a connecting flight through American, Delta, United. We really have tons of options to get to the area.
Oh, that's great. Because that was one thing that as I was planning and trying to get my buddies from all over the country to get there, we were talking about which airports. Kansas City could be an option. I think that's quite a ways away. But Springfield, about an hour is probably your best bet with all those flight options. Branson's got that airport right there, but you said it's seasonal. What's the season range there, just for people to understand?
So kind of conveniently, it kind of flows perfect with the golf season. So it's from April through October, and there'll be 3 or 4 flights a week. So kind of perfect for a long weekend trip, whether you're doing, I want to say it's Wednesday to Sunday or Friday to Tuesday. So kind of a way to plan that golf trip around a long weekend and fly in, fly out conveniently.
I'm assuming you guys don't do shuttles or anything from Springfield since it's an hour trip. I'm assuming when people come in, they usually rent vans and things like that for larger groups to get there. Probably Uber is not a fun option for an hour on that fare. So car rental is the preferred option.
Yeah. I mean, we do have Uber in the area, but just for convenience sake, I recommend groups rent a car. The topography, like I mentioned, kind of got that rolling hillside. So a lot of our stuff is spread out a little bit. The main resort's probably 10 to 15 minutes from the golf courses themselves. And then once you're at the golf courses, there's a few different clubhouses to kind of go between. So just for convenience sake, we say it's easier to have a car. If you are staying on property and you know, have a big group come in, we can arrange shuttle services for those groups, but those aren't a provided complimentary feature.
Wow, that's great. Let's switch gears for a little bit, and let's talk about those 5 magnificent courses you have on the property. Tell us a little bit more about those.
Yeah, so I'll just go chronologically to show you how fast we've grown the last couple of years. But in 2014, we opened our first 2 courses, the first one being Top of the Rock, which is a 9-hole par 3 Jack Nicklaus design. Its claim to fame is being the first par 3 course to be featured on a PGA Tour sanctioned event, which was the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf. So it's just a one-of-a-kind par 3 course. You know, every hole could be a signature par 3 on another course. Number 6 is a true island green. So during the tournament, they would actually take a pontoon boat from the tee box to the green. On the backside, there is a bridge you can take to, but during the tournament, it was funny to watch the players and their caddies load up on this tracker pontoon boat and get ferried across. But also at that course, you get great views of Table Rock Lake, So it's really one of a kind par three experience.
How cool.
The other course we opened in 2014 was Buffalo Ridge. So this is actually a course that Tom Fazio had opened in the late 90s, originally called Branson Creek. Mr. Morris purchased it in 2012 and had Tom Fazio come back. They kind of cleared off a lot of trees, made a little more green space out there, more playable angles, exposed some rock features, really just kind of touched it up to make it more modern and a little more player-friendly. But in doing so, to kind of stick with the name, there's actually a live buffalo herd that lives off the first tee. And when I say they're right there, if you hook a ball bad enough, you're going into that buffalo pen. So that was our first 18-hole course. Yeah, and they're running out there. There's usually a family of 20 to 30 kind of galloping around out there. But that's always
a cool
piece of the namesake. So that was 2014. In 2017, we opened up another par 3 course called Mountaintop. And this was a Gary Player design. And kind of in line with Gary's, obviously, his big commitment to physical fitness and John's commitment to getting people out enjoying nature, they made it a walking only course. So 13 par threes, they aren't pitch and putts. None of our par threes are pitch and putts. So you're looking at holes from as short as 100 yards up to 225 yards. But a great design. It's a lot more open than Top of the Rock. Our par threes are so different. Top of the Rock is really about the first shot. There's lots of forced carries, water features, kind of trouble off the tee. Whereas Mountaintop, the defense is the green itself. So from tee to green at Mountaintop, it's all Zoysia playing surface. It's a great spot for beginners and kids because they can skip the ball up there. We actually host annual tournaments with kids as young as 5 years old, and they'll just go up there and kind of skip the ball around. But great for those guys who are kind of just getting into the game as a way to not get too discouraged, just making it more playable. But once you're at the greens, there's tiers, there's swells. It's really a kind of a difficult putting course, but it's also for amateurs, you know, that just makes it more fun because anyone can putt. Not anyone can, you know, hit a drive 300 yards to make sure they have a correct approach into the green, but anyone can step up to a par three, hit an iron, and then have a fun challenge around the green.
So Matt, with Mountaintop, it's only 13 holes out there, but it's important to know that it's not full length. Can you expound a little bit on that?
Yeah, so 13 holes, kind of a weird number. They're all par threes. Really, when it came to the design of the course, it was just they had the room for the extra holes. So why not add some extra holes and some extra holes for more golf? I mean, who's going to complain about more golf? You know, standard courses were always 9 or 18, but you're starting to see some new designs like, you know, the sandbox at Sand Valley and the Preserve Abandoned that kind of break those rules. So when the topography lended itself to 13 holes, they fit them in there. And with it being 13 holes, it is walking only, but it's under 2 miles total walking. It's designed to be walked. There's one uphill hole at the beginning. From there, you walk downhill the whole way back. So it's not a hard walk. We don't have caddies out there, but we do provide all players with a push cart. So you don't have to carry your clubs. Those are provided. There's a little drink holder on there to carry your drink. So even though it's walking only, don't let that scare you. And don't let the concept of a short or unique course, like that's 13 holes, scare you away. Because I promise they are not your average pitch and putt par threes. They are some challenging holes out there.
Awesome. Now, is this something that you have to get a tee time, or can you get some of your buddies come out of the clubhouse, grab some beers, and you can run eightsomes on it? How do you guys manage that?
We definitely recommend making tee times in advance. Now, if you are playing an 18-hole course in the morning and you finish up and you're thinking, I got room for some more, I want to play 13, happy to have players jump on there if there's availability. It's just kind of better to plan in advance. And, you know, if you're the last group out there during the day and you've got a group of eight guys and there's no one behind you, it's possible we can let you guys go out there and aid some and just kind of have fun. It's just about being respectful to other groups and making sure pace of play is in line. But we'd have to put you as a foursome to start. But, you know, go out there late in the evening if you're the last ones out there, maybe sweet talk to Pro Shop a little bit. You guys can go out there and have some fun and shoot it as an eightsome or more.
You heard it here first, Golf Trip Junkies, our listeners out there. Sweet talk them. They love that. But no, it makes sense to book ahead of time. I just wanted to make sure it was clear. Brian, you know, one of the things that we've always enjoyed on our trips is, you know, the short course or that little par three. It's always so much fun. Get a drink in your hand. You're out there even after 18. It's so much fun.
It really is. And Matt, I was down there a few weeks ago and got a look at a few of those holes, and boy, you're not kidding. That is a very unique set of holes, to say the least. And it's not your typical that John and I have seen at other courses where it's just more or less a pitch putt. This is the real deal. And coming off of playing 18 or 27 or whatever amount of golf you played during the course of the day, going over there, you better strap it up because it's real golf and it's a challenge.
And as the name kind of implies, Mountaintop, it is built on top of a mountain overlooking Payne's Valley. So the Mountaintop clubhouse itself sits against this, or right at the top of a huge 200-foot rock wall that looks straight down into Payne's Valley, which is Tiger's course. So you have these awesome views. Both par three courses kind of have their own set of views, top of the rock overlooking Table Rock Lake and Mountaintop overlooking Payne's Valley and kind of the rolling Ozark Mountains. So really kind of an insider trick is to play those two at sunset. Great atmosphere, awesome views of nature, and obviously some great golf.
Well, you hit on a couple of your signature courses that are coming up. You mentioned Payne's Valley and Ozarks National. Both look spectacular in pictures. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when we get there. Let's talk about Ozarks National.
Yeah, Ozarks National, brand new course opened last year. It's Missouri's first Coren Crenshaw design. If you know Coren Crenshaw, they're about making courses walkable and kind of designing courses that way, which is really difficult in the Ozark Mountains. But they've got a piece of land that's basically on top of the ridge. So it's not a returning nine. When you're playing 18, you're out there for the whole 18, but you play along the ridge, about the highest elevation point in the county, and you play out and back. So even though it's walking and you're in the mountains, it's not a hard walk and not a lot of elevation change. You're kind of at that same high top of the mountain level. So you get these awesome views on both sides of the ridge. On the front nine, you generally play on the south side of the ridge. On the back nine, you generally play on the north side. And you're kind of looking almost 20 miles in all directions as you play. But a great course. We're extremely proud of it. Last year, it won Golf Digest Best New Course in North America, and beating out courses like Pinehurst No. 4 and some other big-name ones. So it was kind of interesting for a place in Missouri, of all places, to come out of the woodwork and win Best New Course. We're certainly proud of it. But a great course. It's definitely our most walkable course. So if you have a group that's walker forward or extremely walker friendly and wanted to get out and carry those bags, that is the spot to do it. And again, carts are always provided, but we also give out push carts to anyone who wants to use it while they're playing.
Wow.
Also on that course, we've got the complimentary turn station. So I mentioned it's not a returning nine. Once you're out there, you're out there. But we do have a beverage cart that runs, and then at the 10th tee and at the 14th tee, you go by a turn station that's stocked with hot dogs, candy bars, nuts, trail mix, candy, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for the players. It's just kind of a grab-and-go station, all complimenting around. So a great addition for players who are out there playing for a chance to kind of refresh themselves when they go back on the course.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, congratulations on the accolade. That's something big to say for a resort in the middle of the country that beats out Pinehurst No. 4 and some of these others that are up and coming. But that sounds magnificent. Now, you mentioned it's a walking course, but it's also you guys do offer carts out there, right?
Correct. Yeah, carts provided with every round, but we offer push carts as well. So if you want to trade in the powered cart for a push cart, you're more than welcome. And as I said, Coren Crenshaw, you know, they designed it to be walked. The tee boxes are close to the green. It's not strenuous up and down walking. I prefer to walk it, honestly, just for a chance to get out there and get some exercise. But it also kind of lets you take in those views a little more as you're walking from green to fairway or fairway to green.
Now, are caddies an option out there?
We do not have caddies out there yet. Some we might explore in the future, but right now we don't offer that.
Gotcha. So you have got some exciting news about Tiger Woods' new course out there. You're about 13 holes in. Tell us a little bit about Payne's Valley.
Yeah, Payne's Valley, named after Ozarks golfing legend Payne Stewart. It's going to be the first ever public access course designed by Tiger Woods. And of all places, like I said, they're in Missouri, kind of the heart of America. And that goes back to kind of Johnny's relationship with, on the business side, with Bass Pro Shops. He actually met Tiger after he won his first Masters. One of his first purchases with that check was a new bass boat through Tracker. And the order came in, John and his son JP personally drove the bass boat down to Florida to deliver it to him. And they spent the day fishing and kind of sparked their relationship from there. So as John was building this kind of golf destination and Tiger was kind of starting to dabble in the course architecture world, it was kind of a perfect marriage. So this year we're opening up Payne's Valley, starting with 13 holes, which opened this last Friday. The full course is going to open later this summer, probably for sure later this fall, if you're looking to play all 19 holes, because it is a 19-hole course, not only 18. It's going to be a regulation 18-hole course, but it's going to have this bonus bet-settling par 3 hole, number 19, set against this giant cliffside with a waterfall. And basically, how the best way to describe it is you tee off at the very top of the hill near Mountaintop, and you kind of play zigzagging your way down the mountain down to 18 and 19. And once you finish 19, you need to get back up to the clubhouse. So you're taking this incredible golf trail that goes around this waterfall and up this 200-foot cliffside back and forth, weaving your way up to the top of the mountain. So it's honestly going to be one of the most spectacular finishing holes, and definitely, I think I'll confidently say, one of the most spectacular 19 holes in the game of golf.
Wow. Now, Brian, we've been hearing from a lot of different guests on the show that these conservation efforts – we've been hearing a lot about extra holes. Forest Dunes up in northern Michigan put on an extra hole in one of their courses. These short course par threes, all tailored for the buddy golf trip. It's really exciting to see these tracks that are coming up and these resorts that are coming up and putting all these favorable amenities in for the golf groups. And, you know, you heard Matt talk about the wagers settling hole. I mean, it's so cool to see that that's happening, Brian. And actually, we're hearing more and more of this, and it's really cool to see.
That's exactly right, John. I'm very surprised to, you know, that's just been a very common theme of some of these great destination venues where there is quite a bit of par threes that take after the true championship course that they have on location, like at Pinehurst, but. You know, what Matt just described is just fantastic. I mean, add an extra hole just for bet settling, and can it get any better for a group of guys out there that come to the end? And I'm quite sure they're not going to be not playing the 19th hole, regardless of whether there's money on the line or not, right?
Exactly. It's going to be pretty spectacular from a view standpoint with a rock wall and a giant 200-foot waterfall streaming down behind the hole. I think everyone's going to want to take a shot on it. It's just a matter of how much money you're willing to bet. Definitely see it as one of those once you're down after that first 18, kind of a chance to win your money back going a little closer to the hole on the last hole. But if you take your eyes off the prize and take in too much scenery, it might make it a little more interesting.
Now, I can just hear our golf trip junkies kind of shudder a little bit after walking a full 18 holes and then coming in on the 19th hole of not only playing this beautiful course, but I heard you talk about this hike back up the mountain. Can you explain that and maybe settle some fears of like, oh my gosh, I just walked 18 and now I got to walk up this mountain? That should be pretty easy, right?
Yeah, if you're playing, I mean, you can take a cart. It's not walking only. Payne's Valley will have carts provided with each round. If you want to walk it, you're more than welcome. And we'd meet you guys at that 19th hole and shuttle you back up. So if you really want to walk it and kind of feel like you conquered the mountain, I guess that's another bet you can make. But we're happy to drive you up there. Or if you're taking a cart, you can drive it up yourself. So we won't awesome. Force you to walk it.
I love it. Well, let's jump over to, you know, when you're bringing groups in, and obviously you got some spectacular golf like you just described. When we're talking about groups and, you know, even when I just booked my group of 12 with you, the lodging, can you explain a little bit? Because I think we had a little bit of discussion when I was even booking with you just to help me understand what was happening. And you did a great job explaining that. So I want that to resonate with our listeners about how your lodging accommodates not only the, you know, the smaller groups, but what happens with the bigger groups. And I think you have some upcoming news that about some facilities that you guys are creating. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. So Big Cedar's got tons of level of accommodation kind of to fit different group types, whether you're bringing buddies, families, small groups, large groups. We've got our standard kind of lodge rooms. So if you're looking to double up in queen rooms close together, that's always an option. We have Falls Lodge and Springview Lodge. And both of those are kind of perfect for the guys that are just looking to, you know, for a bed to sleep at night, jump in there, have two beds to a room, and wake up and go to the course. And then from there, we also offer cottages. So if guys are looking to have a couple bedrooms in one spot, maybe a kitchen in there so you can cook your own meals, we offer lakeside cottages. We also offer up to 3-bedroom cabins, which also have their own kitchens and grills. So kind of a chance to kind of self-serve as far as food in the room. And then the ultimate accommodations come down to offering what we call the villa. It's a 7,000 square foot mansion, sleeps 14 people in their own bed. It's got its own hot tub, pool, theater room. So if there's game on, it's obviously great to kind of hang out in that theater room with a drink and watch that. And that's kind of the ultimate option. And then for kind of more unique options, we have what's called Camp Long Creek. So it's kind of more geared towards lake guests, but definitely an option and welcome for golfers to use. It's a lakeside property with, the best way to describe it is tiny homes, luxury tiny homes. So small, one or two bedroom, kind of small houses right along the beach of the lake. The best way to describe it, if it's glamping, it's glamorous camping. We've got canvas tents that have their own showers and air conditioning. So kind of a way to camp and be a little pampered at the same time. And one thing I always tell groups is to book in advance as far as you can. We have 280 room options for people out there, but we tend to fill up quickly just because we have so many things to do outside of golf. So it's important to kind of get those rooms locked up. But, you know, one of the advantages, all of our courses are open to the public. So if you do run into availability as an issue, you know, you can stay anywhere in the area and come experience our courses. There's no exclusivity or things that are going to keep you out if you aren't staying at the property. So we welcome all to come and play our public courses.
Yeah, that's great. In fact, our listeners out there, this is March. We're recording this. I had just called Matt and to try to book our trip in late July, and it turns out that the mansion is not available. So just kind of give you a perspective that you do have to book early. And unfortunately, we couldn't stay on the property because we all wanted to be together. But we found some great options about 15 minutes away in an Airbnb. So I'm sure Matt, you guys are paying attention to those kinds of properties. And, you know, you shared that with me to say, hey, you know what, if you can't fit in your property, you know, there's these other options. So you're not shy to do that. But also Matt, you guys are planning on building some more facilities right there on the property, correct?
Yeah, right now we don't have any lodge rooms directly located on the golf course, but we're hoping to change that in the coming year or two by offering some either cabins or potentially a lodge out there so guests can stay at Big Cedar right on the golf course. They wake up, they walk downstairs, grab their breakfast and out the door, and they're on the first tee. So that's kind of the ultimate goal, but right now that's in the works, so we're hoping to get that started soon, but it'll be a great addition to Big Cedar Lodge for sure.
Ah, that's perfect. That's perfect. Let's talk quickly a little bit about the food and what kind of options you guys have.
Gotcha. Yeah. So for breakfast, there's two great options for golfers. One is the breakfast buffet. If you're looking to fill up, Devil's Pool offers a daily breakfast buffet with plenty of calories to get you through the day. No worries there. But, you know, a lot of golfers kind of want that quicker grab and go. I just want a muffin. I just want a breakfast sandwich and a coffee. We've also got Truman Cafe and Custard, which opens early, kind of just for golfers that want the basics, cup of coffee and a quick sandwich or quick bakery item. So kind of two avenues there, and both are really great options. The breakfast buffet is huge and tons of options as far as, you know, local Missouri sausages and bacons and pancakes and omelets. So really world-class option for those groups that want to sit down and kind of enjoy the day. And then if you're the group that's more on the go, swing by Truman Cafe, get your specialty coffee drink and be out the door quick.
What about for dinner options? Where can we find a great steak dinner or glass of wine, some scotch, cigars? What do you recommend for something like that after a long day?
For the ultimate dinner experience, going to have to recommend the Osage Restaurant, which is at Top of the Rock. It's a huge steakhouse. It's got views of Table Rock Lake, indoor and outdoor seating. Great steakhouse, but I prefer the Midwestern rack of lamb. So that's kind of the one call I'd make is the steaks are good, but if you're a lamb fan, you can't pass up on that. If you're looking for scotch and whiskey, below that, there's actually kind of a secret wine and whiskey cellar. So if you go down through this kind of rock tunnel, and our staff will gladly show you where it's at if you can't find it, but you go down this rock staircase and you're at an underground bar, that kind of leads out this side door overlooking the lake. But inside there, we've got a collection of American wines and a private whiskey tasting room, humidor to grab your cigars. So it's definitely the ultimate kind of kicking off the buddy's trip, right, or capping off the buddy's trip at the end of the trip with a great meal with your friends over a drink and a cigar. In between that, you know, we've got tons of casual options too at the resort. We've got Devil's Pool, which is kind of a rustic lodge themed restaurant. Below that is Buzzard Bar, where you're looking at more bar fare, burgers, but also live entertainment. We've got a guy, Clay, who's a singing cowboy that comes and plays nightly out there, and he'll razz on you and entertain the crowd and get the crowd's involvement. So a cool spot to hang out there. Also at Top of the Rock, we've got kind of another casual outside option called Buffalo Bar. So great burgers, pizzas, you're sitting outside with the buddies, having a drink, enjoying the good weather. That's a great spot for that. And then also at Top of the Rock, which I'll have to get into this a little bit later, but Top of the Rock is really its own animal. It's got another restaurant called Arnie's Barn that's open for lunch. And it's called Arnie's Barn because the building itself was actually an old barn that was located in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, on Arnold Palmer's property.
And Mr. Morris purchased this.
Yeah, Mr. Morris purchased this directly from Arnold, and they brought over piece by piece, reassembled it and retrofitted it, and now it's kind of this lunch spot where it's got Arnie's favorites, which are burgers and Mexican food. So kind of a little tribute to the king that way. And there's photos from him and Jack all over the restaurant, and some great ones of John and Arnold kind of exploring the barn back when it was sitting on its old ground in Latrobe, Pennsylvania.
How cool. And yeah, you mentioned that it's got all kinds of memorabilia all over the walls and just a way to reflect on the king. And that's so cool that Johnny was able to go and do that. I mean, I can't imagine, hey, we're going to take your barn and we're going to move it to the Ozark area. I don't know how that conversation happens, but you got the barn. I think that's awesome.
Exactly. He's a visionary in his own right. So he sees those opportunities and says, wouldn't it be cool if, and then he can make it happen. So that's kind of one thing we're definitely blessed with around here. Kind of continuing on food options. I don't want to completely bore your listeners, but we've got so many good options. When you're golfing out there, one of the best places to eat is the Mountaintop Grill, which is right in the Mountaintop Pro Shop, kind of centrally located right on our golf properties. Great burger, probably one of the best burgers around. You've got outdoor seating right along that cliffside that's overlooking Payne's Valley. So awesome sunset views of the golf course, great spot for golfers to eat. And then if you got a group that's, you know, looking for a little more nightlife or entertainment or want to watch the game, I'd probably recommend Fun Mountain. It's got a sports bar there, TVs on, they've got bowling, golf simulators, bumper carts, go-karts, something for, you know, kids of all ages, whether they're adults trying to race each other on the track or compete in a little bowling game. It's a really cool spot to hang out after hours.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, our golf trip junkies always look for more ways that they could gamble some money away, and whether it's go-karts or things like that. I mean, it's golf or whatever. It sounds like you guys have a lot of options there. Matt, we're going to have to take a little break, but before we do, tell us a little bit about something about how you cater to groups of eight or more, and maybe some special things that you guys might do.
Yeah, so if you guys got your group coming out and you guys are wanting proxies, long drive, closest to the pins, longest putts, those are all provided by our staff. So happy to help out those groups and get set up with games and scoring. And if you can supply us with those handicaps and names ahead of time, we can get out some custom scorecards for you pre-dotted. So whatever we can do to make sure your guys are enjoying your round and efficiently having your games and competitions, we're definitely here to help.
Yeah, there's nothing more like having everything all dialed in, especially if you're handicapping your group. Make sure you get that information over to Matt and the gang so that they can, you know, pre-dot your scorecards. And it's just so much more fun when you got everything dialed in. Brian, I remember when you and I went on a trip and they did that, it was just seamless. Everything was just done for you.
That's exactly right. That just makes a big difference when you get done and everything is right there in front of you and you don't have to feel like you're in a competition with someone, you feel like you've been pencil whipped. It's all right there and it's all done by the pro shop, which is very handy. And one comment I'm going to make that I just find interesting as I'm listening to you, Matt, speak about this. And as you would imagine, there's a reason why we chose our group to come down and see you this summer. I mean, your website is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, some of the views, I would encourage all of our listeners, if you really want to see what golf looks like at Big Cedar, take a look at the website. And my only comment that I'll make is that, you know, you like to refer to Big Cedar as America's next great golf destination. Based on everything we've heard so far in this conversation, I'd say you are well on your way to get there.
Indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. We're definitely proud of the product, and I think our golf courses are gonna surprise folks that are used to hitting their usual Pinehurst, Bandon spots. We're one of the few places that's really been building the last couple of years and building some impressive courses with some impressive architects.
So with that, we're going to take a little break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about some other entertainment options in and around the Branson area if you're going to visit and you're stopping in to play some golf with your groups. And then we'll talk some more about some secrets and must-dos if you bring your group there. So we'll talk about that and more right after we thank our sponsors. Are you tired of the hassle of organizing your buddy golf trip? You know, hundreds of emails just to get everyone on the same page? At TripCaddy.com, our Golf Trip Manager app has everything you need to organize and manage a group golf trip. With just a few clicks, you can build a detailed itinerary, set your pairings, and share the information with your buddies. Imagine all of your golf trip info in one private location before, during, and after your trip. That's the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. Use coupon code AWESOME25 and get 25% off your next trip on the Golf Trip Manager at TripCaddy.com. We're back. We're talking with Matt McCreary at Big Cedar Lodge, and he's been dropping some golf trip goodness at that resort. It is so fun to hear about this, Matt, and what's happening out there. Let's jump back into what are some other things in the area. I know you're close to Branson, and Branson has a ton of stuff. What kinds of things might you recommend for groups to go and get their entertainment fix? Maybe live music or something like that.
Yeah, so I think one of the best things about the Ozarks are all the natural wonders we have in the area as far as the lakes, the outdoor scenery and everything. So we've got two marinas that offer boat rentals. So great spot to do your fishing if you got a group of buddies that wants to fish in the morning, golf in the afternoon, or vice versa. Get your party barge, your pontoon out there, and just have some beers in the lake. Get some jet skis, some wakeboards, or whatever you want to do on the water. We're able to provide for that. We've also got a shooting academy. So a really popular thing for guys to do is what we call the Ozark Olympics. So they'll do around the golf one day, they'll do a shooting activity the other day, and they'll do fishing another day and kind of have some sort of composite score where, you know, the biggest fish gets so many points and whoever hits the most target gets so many points. So, I mean, for those guys that are gambling, there's no better outdoorsman gambling than golf, shooting, and fishing.
How cool. So our listeners out there, if you're hearing this, they got golf, they got fishing, they got shooting. Just get out there and have a great time with your friends. Those are some really cool options. Especially, it hits right to the heart of what Johnny was trying to design out there. Be outside, enjoy nature. So that's really great, Matt. Let's talk a little bit about what are the secrets? What are some secrets? If you're bringing a group out there, what must you do before you leave? You mentioned that underground whiskey bar. What else do you have?
That's definitely one. Put a night on there to enjoy the whiskey and wine room while you're at Top of the Rock one evening as a sunset. That's definitely one. Another one is to enjoy the Cave and Nature Trail. So with every round at Top of the Rock, which is the 9-hole par 3 course by Jack Nicklaus, you get a voucher to do the Cave and Nature Trail. And this is also located right next to the Top of the Rock golf course at Top of the Rock. It's a 2.5-mile self-guided tour through the woods, through caves, by waterfalls, by golf cart. So you and your buddies can jump in 2-seaters or 4-seaters or 6-seaters. You go out on this trail. You see the waterfalls, get some great photo ops. You actually go into a real cave, and at the entrance of the cave, there's a bartender there serving drinks. So
wow.
You roll in there, get your drinks, load up, go through the cave, kind of see some fossils and some other stuff, and there's a waterfall in the cave. You pull out and you continue on this nature trail. So that's another just great immersion into kind of the Ozarks atmosphere and nature. And that's one you have to do, especially if you're playing Top of the Rock. You're already getting the voucher. Take the half hour or hour, however long you want to spend, because it is self-guided, and definitely take your buddies down there and get yourself a drink in the cave.
How cool. Now, are the waterfalls flowing year-round?
Our waterfalls are flowing year-round. So there are some that are rain-dependent, but all the ones on the Cave and Nature Trail, they're all spring. So they're running year-round.
So when I booked my trip, we signed up to play 18, and then we played the short course, and then we're playing a par 3 on one day, and we're kind of doing that over the course of 2 days. But what would you recommend for groups that are coming in that are either heavy golf focused or getting a nice mix of nature and golf?
Definitely recommend a minimum 3 days. That's going to give you a chance to enjoy the courses at your own pace. If you want to slam in there and play a ton, you can. But 3 days minimum really gives you a chance to play each course at least once. And when you're planning your rounds, I always suggest people play more than one round in one day because we offer combo rates. So if you're willing to play two rounds at any of our courses, two different rounds in the same day, we're going to combo that price and give you guys a discount of up to 20% doing that. And some people find, you know, doing 36 is too much, so you can do 18 in short course and get a combo. And with all the five courses, you can basically do any combo imaginable, and you can even do up to three rounds in a day if you hit in summertime when you're getting a lot of daylight hours where you're doing a three-round combo. So that's really the kind of the best way is the more you play, the more you save. And then if you want to kind of save an afternoon or save a morning for fishing, definitely plan around that. For the lake fishers, we've got Table Rock Lake for bass, and you can rent a boat or you can have a guide take you out there. And then for those fly fishers, we've got Dogwood Canyon. So you're looking at trout fishing. Again, you can go out there by yourself or you can hire a guide to kind of take you to the honey holes.
Wow, that sounds amazing. That's cool. And that's the way to do it. I mean, if you're going to be heavily golf focused, try to get two to three rounds a day in, minimum two, because you can, and it's easy. And then you've got time for something else. So I cannot wait to get out there, Matt. This is going to be so fun. So as we look to wind down here, what are some of the key takeaways from this discussion that you want our listeners to hear?
Probably that, you know, Missouri's probably not on your radar, but I promise it's going to be once word of these courses gets out. We're still in the growing phase. As I mentioned, our fifth course is opening this year, and it's going to be a pretty high profile opening with it being Tiger Woods involved. So, I mean, keep an open mind. We're Missouri, but I promise you the landscape and the courses we have out here are really going to blow you away. So don't overlook us as a flyover state. We're probably a golf destination that's a little bit closer than some of the other ones on the coast. So
those are some great key takeaways. If you're even considering coming to this area, pause the recording right now. If you're in front of a computer, go out to bigcedar.com and look at these pictures on this website. If that doesn't entice you to get your butt out there, I mean, I don't know what does. Matt, these are some amazing pictures. Like Brian was saying earlier, I mean, how cool is this place? So if you're considering it, take a look. Make sure you come back to the Golf Trip Authority, hear the rest of this podcast, of course. Matt, you've got some pretty exciting things that you'd like to offer some of our listeners if they mention the Golf Trip Authority. What is that and how do they get it?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd like to extend a gift to all the listeners out there. Come down and play Mountaintop, and we're going to give it to your group for 25% off April through October. That's any time, Friday or Saturday morning. Just got to go online and book your tee time with the promo code GTA2020, and that'll automatically be applied to your round. So if you're bringing a group of two or a group of 40, you'll be able to take advantage of that discount.
Very cool. Very gracious of you guys, too. That's so awesome. Golf Trip Junkies GTA 2020 will get you that 25% discount off of the Mountaintop Resort, which is super cool. So as we look to say goodbye here, Matt, how do we connect with you, make reservations, and then we'll wrap things up?
Yeah, for the best information, go to bigcedar.com. You can call our reservation line. That's 1-800-225-6343, and we'll have a reservationist happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Matt, and thanks for being on the show today. You can find all that information and more on our website at thegolftripauthority.com. You can also find a listing for Big Cedar Lodge on tripcaddy.com. You've been hanging out with John and Matt McQuarrie from the Big Cedar Lodge. This is the Golf Trip Authority reminding you, don't just show up prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody.